The flames are back, bigger, bolder, and hotter than ever. That's right, Fire Kitchen, now officially in motion for its second consecutive year, happening as part of Vivid, a fantastic showcase of varied culinary expertise and degustations. And today on 2SER Breakfast, we've got the honour of talking to the host himself, Chris Taylor, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm very well, having a good old time. We were working late last night, but, you know, we've had a great run this year.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here this morning, even though you are working late. Every single night, a Vivid Fire Kitchen. For those that don't know, what's it all about?
Vivid Fire Kitchen, we take over the goods line, which is just down from Central Station on the way to, through the whole walk, you know. And it's amazing because you go just on the way to Darling Harbour, and we've got a kilometre of the goods line that we've taken over. We've got pyrotechnics, we've got loads of the most awesome fire restaurants you can imagine, and the most exciting part of it is the stage where I'm hosting it for 23 nights straight. And we're bringing on some of the best chefs from all around Sydney, from around Australia, from around the world.
Yeah, this is awesome stuff. The theme for this year is Fire and Spice, a bold new twist celebrating the world's most vibrant spice-driven cuisines along with flame-seared favourites.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the most amazing things, we had our chef on last night, Mindy Woods, and, you know, when we talk about spice, it's not just spice, like the maybe like Indian spices, but she's bringing a beautiful like array and selection of indigenous spices, like First Nation ingredients. And we're really celebrating that this year.
Yeah, it's great to sort of do that sort of stuff. Shout-outs to Mindy Woods, chef, restaurateur, proud Bunjalong woman of the Widjibal Weebul clan. Just heaps of stuff going on there as part of it. I mean, with Vivid, everyone sort of thinks about the music and the lights and things like that, but you're bringing the food aspect to it.
Yeah, but we're bringing food like you haven't seen, a lot of people haven't seen, because cooking over fire in the way we do, it's a feast for the eyes as well as the senses. And it's food like you wouldn't have eaten before, because there's so much beautiful flavors. We've got like the Brazilian flame guys. We've got Tommy's Crustacean Nation, which is awesome because he's bringing a load of real incredible New South Wales ingredients like soft shell lobster, Murray cod, and you know, just really celebrating those different flavors. And it's like food you've never seen before around Vivid.
Yeah, it's great too. And so when you're the person that works the grill at these things, the title that you have is Pitmaster.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our resident Pitmaster on stage. I'm hosting, I'm talking all night long, but you know, Pitmaster is someone who's looking after the fires, looking after the coals, because you're not just turning on a gas hob, are you?
No.
We're burning some beautiful iron bark wood, a wood that I've never seen before. It's so dense, it's amazing. And we're burning that all night, every night, and all the restaurants are as well. And you've never had such an amazing array and concentration of good fire, good times, good people, all in one place. And we've licensed the good line fully this year, so you can just hang around, have a drink, and watch some beautiful people cook some beautiful food.
Yeah, you've got DJs on, there's food trucks there, there's all kinds of food that people can sample as part of that, and I'll put the links up to where it is on the Vivid website where that is. And I guess you raise an interesting point there with the sort of different sorts of wood that you're using. That can sort of be an ingredient in itself, can it?
Well, it is an ingredient, absolutely. Smoke, fire, charcoal, you know, that every single time you cook over, I always call it an ingredient, these wood fuels, it imparts beautiful flavor. It gives us char, it gives us smoke, you know, the chemical reactions that the food have when it hits the smoke is amazing. And it really gives you a beautiful sort of, you know, flavor that's just so Moorish. You just want to keep eating it. And we do. We just do not stop.
Has anyone in your life ever made the mistake of trying to heat up food in a microwave near you?
To be fair, you know, I think everyone has its place. You know, every way of cooking has its place sometimes. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, you think people just cook or like they roast or maybe they boil different proteins or even vegetables when you could have just laid them on the fire. You know, things like cabbage, spring onion, garlic. Yeah. They love smoke. And you add a little bit of smoke to those ingredients and they get so much more exciting. And, you know, that's the thing. You can add smoke, you can add char to any vegetable, any fruit, any meat, fish. It's such an incredible way of cooking. It's the way we've been doing it for as long as we've existed, you know, this is beautiful caveman cooking.
Oh, this is beautiful stuff. Oh, see, the problem is when I talk with the foodie people on this radio program, I just get so hungry. The Vivid Fire Kitchen is reigniting the goods line every night of Vivid, delivering a sensory feast of fire and flavour. We've got live demonstrations, an array of fire-cooked cuisine from the world's best pit masters, chefs, and barbecue legends. And the person, the master, the major pit master, Chris Taylor, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
You're welcome, Danny, but pop along. We're open from 6 o'clock every single night, and we've got amazing demonstrations. I'm hosting some of those incredible chefs from, you know, from New South Wales, but then from other parts of Australia. We've got guys from WA. Then we've got like Jess Pryor. She came all the way from Texas. She's originally from Melbourne. But we've got chefs like Amber Doig as well. We got Anita Potter from Verand Restaurant cooking some incredible Thai food. What an incredible night that was.
Oh, this is great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us here to bring a bit of fire and spice to 2SER Breakfast.
You're welcome, Danny. Thank you so much for having me on.